/donate.
Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
The Eagles getting redemption with a decisive win in New Orleans, becoming Super Bowl champions for just the second time in franchise history, crushing the Chiefs' dreams of a three-peat. And sending the city of brotherly love into a frenzy overnight. Eagles fans taking the excitement to the streets of Philadelphia, where some celebrations got a bit out of hand.
Oh, man. I've heard of sore losers, but what is the deal with American sore winners? What is that about? Why? I'm going to say beer. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that's the reason why. But you would think like a Philly cheesesteak would absorb most of the alcohol. I know this because I make them and they're, freaking delicious. But how do you get that drunk? How do you get that drunk where you say, we won, let's set our city on fire? And the other thing about it is, first of all, I have to tell you, Donald Trump cursed the Kansas City Chiefs. You know that everything this man touches dies, every single thing. And he was asked to pick, and based on his love of Patrick Mahomes' wife, oh, this got really creepy, this Brett Baer interview that he did, based on his love of Patrick Mahomes' wife, he picked the Kansas City Chiefs.
So game prediction?
I hate to do it. I just say that I've watched this great quarterback who has, by the way, a phenomenal wife, okay? She's a Trump fan. She's a MAGA fan, so I happen to love her, okay? But she's a great person. I watched her being interviewed. I said, boy, that's pretty good. But she's great, and he's great. I guess you have to say that when a quarterback wins as much as he's won, I have to go with Kansas City. I have to go with Kansas City.
Everything he touches dies. Everything. Everything.
How'd that work out for you, Chiefs fans?
It wasn't just that they lost. It was like a rout, man. It was halftime. I was kind of like, okay, let's stick around for Kendrick Lamar's little deal. And then off to bed, I think, is what my plan was. But Kendrick Lamar, woke me up. He woke me up. I was like, wow. Now, there are a lot of reasons if you didn't like it to not like it, but being too black is not one of them. And that's what people, all the podcasts that Donald Trump went on, Donald Trump left, right after Kendrick Lamar started and he said, the revolution will be televised. The revolution will be televised. It's the right time, but the wrong guy.
But the wrong guy. You got it.
I thought you knew the rest of it.
No, that's
but then
that
I saw you eating and I didn't want to disturb your lunch.
You got it. Stop.
I saw. What do you mean, stop? I saw you. Because you could do that song, and I can't do that song, but you can do that song.
Barely.
My
card was pulled a long time ago.
Oh, my God, I asked you. So I asked him, could he do the song? He said, yeah, I could
that's
do
a
it.
Different
yeah.
song. It's a different yeah, song. You asked me the lyrics for the other song. You asked from Not Like Us.
Not Like Us. What do you think I was talking about?
No, it's a different song I think he did with those lyrics.
Well, that was just the opening of his thing, and then he hinted to Not Like Us.
He hinted to
Not Like Us. It's not black enough. That's the problem, because you don't remember. It wasn't black enough, everybody. But anyway, he hinted that he was going to include, because the big contretemps, in case you're not up on hip-hop culture war, is, Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Let's do Kendrick Lamar for white people. Let's do that. Want to do that? Okay, so he's having a fight with Drake, a rapper. Drake is a rapper.
He's a good rapper, by the way.
He's a very good rapper, by the way. I don't know, but apparently he's into little kids or something. I don't know. This is the fight. This is the fight they're having. And the reason why they're having this fight is because Drake sort of, brought Kendrick Lamar to the spotlight and made Kendrick Lamar very, very effing famous. And now Kendrick Lamar has said, but rap isn't about that. It's about a competition. And so even if you brought me to the dance, my dance is better. Basically, that's what's going on between the two of them. And so everybody was like, oh, will he do it? Will he sing Not Like Us? Will he sing that? Because that's the Drake diss song. And if he does that, there's a lawsuit. And if he does that, oh, my God, and blah, 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 and this and that. Oh, he did it. He obviously did it. And, you know, it even captured my imagination. Like, will he do it? And quite frankly, I don't really give a rat's ass.
He looked right into the camera. Hey, Drake. I heard you like him young. I mean,
and
right
then put
the
his
camera.
Hand like to motion that it was the little child's head he was patting. I mean, it was very vicious. It was real. But so you could say you didn't like it because it was very personal and he took a, you know, it was the Super Bowl. It should have been more, you know, it should have been something, you know. He's got one song I really love. I Love Myself. I don't know what the name of that song is, but it's got
DNA.
Oh, it's so good.
It's my, actually my favorite Kendrick song.
Me
didn't
too.
Even discuss that. That's my favorite Kendrick song.
Me too.
DNA.
I love that song. I freaking, it's uplifting and it's like got a lot of voices in it, you know, black women, chorus. I Love Myself. You know, it's just so uplifting and great. It's a great song. And so you would think maybe he would do that one and lift up. No. So if you didn't like it, you could say it's because he made it very personal. But you can't say what the conservative pearl clutchers were saying. See, they're turning. All right, here's the thing. You know how the left, the hard left, got really politically correct? Do you know how, like, I became a cis woman, and I still to this minute don't know what that means? And I really don't care. You know, I just, I'm not really into people's, you know, sexual proclivities or their activities or their desires or their hopes and dreams sexually. I mean, do your thing. I don't really need to know it. I don't really want to know it. If you need help, you know, if you need somebody to, you know, hold you or, you know, you feel bad about you, I'm your girl, but I don't really need to know, you know, about. So when we became so freaking politically correct, people started to hate us. And I could kind of, you know, see why. But now they're doing it. Now they're doing it. Now everything with them is about, you know, well, if you are, you know, sexually not the way I see you, you can't be in the military. If you're black and you're going to sing about black life in Compton, you're too black. See, and they're doing exactly what made the left despicable. And they're becoming despicable. They are. They have so many rules and so many, you know, like boxes that if you go outside the four corners of those boxes, you are, you're shunned. You know, you're over here. We don't want to. You're not allowed to. And so all the pearl clutchers yesterday, and of course the white supremacists like the Benny Johnsons and the Charlie Kirks of the world, they were all like, it was too black. The Super Bowl was too black. It was blackety black black, and I freaking loved it. I did. I was like, yeah, I mean, okay. I really did want to see Kansas City win only because I thought, and this is just my own girl thing, okay? I thought that if they had the three-peat, which, yes, would have been very tiring, okay? It would have been like, it's like the Patriots got that way. Do you know what I mean? People were like, I'm so sick of them. I don't want to see Tom Brady. I don't want to hear who's very pulled right now. Tom Brady has had some, he's surgerized everybody.
Oh, man, you nailed it. A couple of opinions from my watch party went right there, like immediately. What has Tom done?
Yeah. Okay, so is that masculine behavior? I don't know. But, okay, it's a football thing. He gets away with it. I honestly, I don't care. I don't know. I don't want to know. He's just surgerized is all I'm saying. But, you know, if you are expecting the Super Bowl, like saying that the Super Bowl was too black started at the very beginning when Ladisi sang the black national anthem. And, oh, my God, she killed it. Because I was in another room and I didn't really know who was singing. And I was like, oh my God. And she just sucked me right in. But you know, they started clutching their pearls right then, right there. This is going to be too black. This is going to be too black. Instead of, you know, like, did you put money on the game? Are you watching it as a fan? Like, get involved in the game. It's football. It's football. No, it's too black. It can't be football. It can't be.